Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yes, I heard a commercial on the radio about caregivers.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I calling the right place?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it for yourself or someone you know?
It's for someone I know.
Okay. What county do they reside in?
They reside in Jackson County.
Okay. And what kind of health insurance do they have?
They have Medicaid.
Okay. Well, let's check the Medicaid to see if they're eligible for the referral. If they're eligible, then we can, you know, take it in and do it today, okay?
Well, I don't have the Medicaid card or number, and he's not with me right now.
Do you have his basic information?
Yeah, I have his name, but there is some questions that I have.
Okay. Talk to me. What do you need?
I just wondered how much you guys pay per hour.
We cannot give you a quote until the patient is on services because we pay time and a half. So we need to know how many hours is the patient going to get approved for first. Do you know that?
Right.
Do you have that or no?
No, I don't. But okay. I know that I am experienced and the range fluctuates greatly from anywhere from $15 to $18.50. And
right.
That's, you know.
So the only time you're going to get anything over the minimum wage, which is 15 right now, is if you worked for the in-home program. And it sounds like what you're going to be doing is the CDS. CDS is capped because you don't need any credentials, any certifications, and any education in the field. It is a family member, friend, or trusted loved one that's assigned to you.
Right.
So they take on the responsibility of overseeing that you're doing your job. So that's not paid at an in-home level. At an in-home level, it means that you've been trained, certified, and have the education to perform tasks for people that you don't know, meaning strangers, other people,
right,
not your family. So that means you're going to be following a care plan based on the state's recommendations. With the family member, you're not doing that. You're following a care plan, but it's not as restricted as it would be if you were working for the agency under the INS program. And that's why it varies so differently. That's why I explained to you. I hope that helps you understand.
It does.
And if you have all these certifications, you're better off. Look, nursing homes are right now. They need people. I know it's a terrible situation, but they're paying very good. Hospital SKU units pay very well if you have, you know, any certifications in the field for home care. And also assign yourself to the agency to work with other people that are not family and friends because you're going to get paid at a higher rate.
Right. I do not have certification in any home or any individual private care. I'm a dietary aide, and I've done home health care before.
Right.
But like you said, I don't have a certification, so.
Right, and that's why it varies, just so you know. It has nothing to do with an agency not paying out or this agency is cheaper than this one. The state all reimburses the same. It's all by county and by how many hours the patient has.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's how
that works. Just so you know. You know, sometimes people be like, I'm not going to choose this agency because they don't pay. It's not that. It's agencies can only pay out what the state approves.
You are the third person that I've talked to and the only person that has explained it.
Because nobody cares to explain these things. And I don't understand why, because we need to educate the public. This is what we do. We're educators.
Right.
And if you don't know that, you're not going to make an informed decision. And I want people out there to be informed. You have options.
Right.
I'm sorry that happens. So
that's okay. Yeah. I just kind of felt, you know, because I was like, are these people making money off of me or what's going on here? Because
they can't. They cannot. Yeah. And that's why. That's why they do it, so that they stop the fraud. There's a lot of fraud going on with these programs.
But as an individual, if you don't explain that, then that's what I'm thinking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, well, I'm getting, you know, I'm getting.
Well, there's fraud happening from the caregivers and the patients, not the agencies, because agencies cannot get reimbursed by the state if a caregiver is not clocking in and out.
I'm sure.
So
I've seen a lot happen.
Yeah, it's happening. And that's why they're trying to shut down the program, which is beneficial to so many people. But unfortunately, you got to select a few that are messing it up for everybody. And it's unfortunate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And then I have another question, and I'm sure that you could answer. I am on SSI.
It can affect you. It can affect you. But what you want to do is you want to call SSI, because I get this question all the time. Because you're allowed to work. You're just not allowed a full-time job. So call SSI and say, hey, I have a family member. My mom is ill. Someone in my family is very ill. I'm the only one that could provide care for them. How many hours can I do so before it affects my disability or my
my
award?
I know that it's $800 gross a month.
Yeah, but you have to check the hours, because it goes, like, let's say hours.
It doesn't
how many
go
hours?
By hours?
Right.
Okay.
Let's say, how many hours can I work before it affects my disability?
Okay.
Because remember, your disabilities, the money that you're getting is based on what you're telling the state. You're telling the state, I'm disabled, I can't work. All of a sudden now, you're going to start working. That can be not look good. So the question that you're going to ask is, hey, I have a family member that's very ill. They're going to need a little bit of care. I'm the only one that can do it. How many hours a week can I physically help her or them until this starts affecting my benefits? I don't want my benefits affected. Because you're allowed to work.
And
you're just not allowed to have a full-time job, okay?
Right. And then I heard that there was a waiver that you could sign, difficulty of care. Is that true or...
Okay, so difficulty of care for what? I'm a little confused.
It's what I was told was that it is a waiver to if a family member needs that much care, and it's just that I have to be there that much, that it would not affect my SSI.
You see, that I'm not sure, because again, right? These are SSI questions. They're the only ones that are going to be able to answer those questions effectively.
Okay.
You know, because they're going to know how many hours you can work, what kind of waiver. Remember, your disabilities and your compensation are based on your current needs. If you start tampering, telling people, oh, I could work, I can do this, I'm going to do these, you know, help this family for this amount of hours, that could affect your award.
Right.
You don't want that.
That's what I thought. Well, I appreciate you.
Let me give you my direct number.
Okay. Let me get a pen.
Mm-hmm. Take your time. What you're going to do is you're going to call me once you get more information on the patient. I'm going to tell you what we need. Go ahead.
He has cancer. He was just diagnosed with cancer.
No, I don't need the disability.
Okay.
I need his Medicaid ID number, his
full
date of birth, his address, his phone number, and his name, first and last name.
Okay. What I will do is I will give him your phone number and have him call you.
Why don't we do a three-way right now?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, give me one second. Yeah, because might as well, because it's already Friday. You don't want to waste any more time, because if we can put in the referral today, let's get that done. One second.
Okay. I still think I'm going to have better get a piece of paper.
Upstairs. Okay, so what's the patient's first and last name?
His name is Rex.
R-E-X.
McComas. R-E-X.
And McComas is M-C-C-O-M-A-S?
Yeah, C-O-M-A-S, yes.
C-O-M-A-S, got it. And a good number to reach him?
Is 816-517.
Mm-hmm.
6815.
Okay. And his home address.
And then And his home address is, get my glasses on. I'm sorry.
Take your time. Give me your information because you're going to be his caregiver. What's your first and last name?
Melody McNally.
Melanie, like the music note? M-E-L-O-D-Y?
Yes.
And your last name?
McNally.
McNally?
Yep. M-C-N-A-L-L-Y.
M-C-N-A-O-L-Y.
Yes.
Okay, and a good number to reach you?
816 447 0880.
Got it. And you're going to be the only caregiver, right? You're not assigning, or he's not assigning anyone else?
No, he is not signing anywhere anybody okay. else. He's got two sons that live in Springfield, and he's having to do the transfusions. And so he's,
okay.
yeah.
I just need now his address and his Medicaid ID, but we're going to get that from him, right?
Yes. 8224.
Right. 8224. Go ahead.
Harris.
H-A-R-R-I-S. Court, okay?
Yes. Yes. Raytown, Missouri.
Raytown, Missouri, okay?
64138.
That's 64138. Is this a private home or is there an apartment number?
It's a private home.
Okay. Is he front, rear, side?
Is what?
It's just one home, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. All right, Miss Melanie, do you want me to place you in a brief hold while we get him on the line, or do you want to get him on the line and put me on hold?
You can call.
Why don't you go ahead and do the three-way? Because if we do decide okay. to move forward, then I can do the three-way on my end, and we could all be on the line to call the state to put in the request.
Okay, sounds great.
Unless you want me to drop the call. Yeah, go ahead. We'll figure it out.
No,
just get him on the line. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I got you. Hold on a second.
Take your time.
You.
Hello.
Hi, I am on a conference call with the lady that's going to help us set up your home health care.
I'm at the CPA's office. If you have a couple of quick questions, then go ahead. I'm
hey,
filling
Mr.
out
Rex.
The last of my schedule. See.
Hi, Mr. Rex. My name is Jasmine. I'm going to be further assisting you guys along, okay, onto home care services. But you're busy right now, right? Do you want us to call you back? I just need some information.
Well, how much time do you need?
Go ahead.
Say again.
I said we need about 15 minutes.
Well, as long as I don't disturb the secretary where I am, we can do that now.
Okay, sir. Would you happen to have your Missouri Medicaid ID number with you? So I could check
yes.
it to see if you're eligible for the services. Can I please get the 8-digit number off of your MoHealth Net card, please?
You're talking a little fast to my hearing aids. I'm not quite keeping up with you, but I have my Aetna card. I have my Aetna card and my Medicare card here. Let me put you on speaker. So I out of my wallet because right now it's tucked in there tight.
Okay,
you want
I need
the plastic card? You want
no.
the card from Aetna? What do you want
no.
the card from the paper one
no.
from Medicaid?
No, I need your Missouri Medicaid, the MoHealth card.
It says hospital and medical. It says Medicare health insurance. Is that what you want?
No, sir. I need the MoHealth Medicaid card, the 8-digit VCN number. Are you on Medicaid, sir?
Medicare.
Okay, so this is a Medicaid-funded program. Did you know that, Ms.?
Gotcha. No, I did not.
I do not know if Medicaid at this juncture or not. All I know is I have Aetna, and I have a Medicare health insurance card issued by the state of Missouri.
What's issued by the state of Missouri, sir?
The card that I have,
okay.
I'm assuming it's issued. No, it says Medicare. It doesn't say Medicaid.
Right. Have you ever tried applying for Medicaid, sir?
Apparently, I do not have Medicaid. I'm going to assume that. I'm 82 years old. I'd have to check with my health insurance provider to clarify your question.
Okay.
As far as I know, Medicare, but not Medicaid.
Right.
As far as I know.
Okay.
I'm not Medicaid. So.
Right. Okay. So that's one of the major questions is your health insurance, because Medicaid is the program that's covering the friends and family and trusted loved ones, where she can get paid to oversee your care and assist you at home. That's the program that we're aiming to get.
I understand the parameters of the program, and I did not realize that there was a difference between Medicare and Medicaid. I apologize for my lack of experience.
It's okay, sir, because what we can do, I can guide you into getting onto home care.
Okay.
I can guide you to getting on to Medicaid.
All right. I proceed with that, please.
Okay. Because it's a state-funded program and it's income-based. Do you have anything to write down with?
I do.
I have a tablet right here in front of me. Let me get a blank piece of paper on my tablet.
So what we want to do is that we want to go either to DFS, which is the Department of Family Services, and fill out a Medicaid application.
I might be able to have my health insurance salesperson help me with that.
If they assist you on to Medicaid, yes, you can.
DFS Medicaid application?
Yes. DFS.
That what you said? Yeah, I have that. And Medicaid application. I'm not computer literate, but I have friends that are, so they can guide me if I get lost.
Absolutely. Through the Department of Family Services, DFS. And you're looking
I wrote that down two minutes ago. I'm now looking for the category of the application, and I believe you said that was the Medicaid application.
Absolutely, and you could also go online. They can help you onto the Missouri MoHealth Net website, which is the direct website for Medicaid, and they can assist you filling it out, the application.
The name of the website, one more time.
MoHealth Net.
M-O Health Net.
You got it. You got it, Rex.
I have annotated that. I have that down. Okay.
Get on to Medicaid, then we're going to initiate the call to the state to get you online for an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get.
I have heard that description before. I'm aware that they have to have a visit in order to clarify and qualify.
Yes. And it's income-based. It's an income-based program.
I need to go to the library and get on a computer and get into it. MO Health Net and fill out a form.
There you go, sir. That's right. That's what you need. All right.
I thank you for your guidance.
Yep. And I'm going to give you my direct number, sir, so you can have it.
Okay.
If you have any questions along the way, just feel free to call me. My name is Jasmine.
Phenomenal.
Jasmin.
Yep. I'm a certified English teacher, so I can spell.
All right. I like that. And this is Deluxe Home Care. We're going to be assisting you in hiring Miss Melanie. And Deluxe
Thank you.
Is spelled with an E at the end.
All I need at this juncture is your phone number, I believe.
314-501-2508.
Are you in St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
we in St. Louis, Kansas City,
I thought it was 314. I thought 314 was St. Louis. I used to live that area.
Yes, it is. And we are licensed throughout the state, okay?
That's very important.
Yes. So once you get onto physical Medicaid, then he can call me back and we'll do this call to the state. All right, Melanie?
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Jasmine.
Absolutely.
You have a good day.
You too. I'm going
to
be...
I will attempt to get your instructions followed later yet today, Jasmine.
Yes,
thank you
yes,
very
sir.
Much.
Yes, sir. You call me if you need me. And Miss Melanie, I'm going to submit the referral so we could further you along in the process, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. You guys take care. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Rex, thanks. I will call you here in a little bit, or you call me.
They finished filling out the form here. Thank you.
Okay.
Both.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jasmine.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.